Today's geo quiz will be permanently etched on your skin. We want to know in which country you'd be most likely to find a tattoo style called moku. Captain Cook went to this country in the 18th century. He mapped the complete coastline of this island nation. He's also said to have brought the word tattoo back to Europe. In a few minutes, we'll have a chat with this islander who's Maori and has a few theories about why tattoos are so popular.
Wieringang indicates to the world that you are one tough, mean, incredibly invincible human being. But it's also as well about the aesthetic. A well-conformed body with good ink is really attractive.
So where is she from? We'll have the answer in a few minutes. Tattoos are quite fashionable and popular among a wide range of Americans, but they're much more than simple ornamentation for the Maori people of New Zealand, which, by the way, is the answer to our geo quiz. Nawea Teoe Kortiku is a Maori woman who wears a tattoo style called a moku.
Maori people have been ornamenting skin for thousands of years. We're part of a Pacific tradition which happens in Samoa, in Easter Island, in Hawaii, in French Polynesia. The insertion of ink into the skin has been something that the peoples of the Pacific have always done. It's about beauty, it's about identity, it's about courage. It is very much an assertion of who the person is. It may be an assertion of who the person wants to be. What is interesting is that from the very first encounter, like the original encounters of voyagers like Cook and Banks, they were fascinated by the aesthetic of moko.
Maybe a little frightened too.
Yeah, somewhat alarmed.
Nahuea, you talked about the moko tradition. Tell me what that is.
Oh, where do I start? It's a celebration of life. It's a way of remembering those that have died. It's a statement about events and...
Is it the same as a tattoo, or does it mean something different?
I think that all tattoos, even the ones inscribed by a 14-year-old in East LA, has got a particular resonance and meaning in that moment. I don't think anyone makes a permanent mark in the skin on impulse or without thinking. I think there is always some intention. Even if it's, you know, a heart saying mom or a gang mark. For Māori, for us, tattoo, moko, is a way of saying, we are here, we survived what happened, and we will never go away.
Mm. Now, you have quite a striking tattoo, and I think we'll have a picture of that on our website, theworld.org. But if you wouldn't mind, describe your tattoo for us and tell us what it means.
Oh, okay. It's very simple. Mine is a basic pattern of verticals and spiral lines. It's not elaborate at all. What is, I guess...
But it's on your chin.
Yes, it's on my chin. Sorry, I should have said that first.
I mean, this isn't a ring around your arm or something like
no,
that.
No. I've got plenty of other work. But the one that people see, that they notice when... I'm in the street or an elevator. What they see when they see my face is the chin area with circular spiral lines. And what does make my moko probably a bit more dramatic is that I have what we call a ngutu pūrua, which means that both my upper lip and my lower lip are dense black.
Oh, that's so, not lipstick.
No, not at all. No.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ink. No, it's ink. It's ink. It's permanent.
Doesn't that hurt?
It was an excruciating, really hard couple of hours.
Oh.
It was a mean process. Really nasty.
It does really look nasty. I'm looking at a picture, and it does look lovely, but Now that you've told me it's a tattoo,
All
I see is pain when I look at your face.
No, it's celebration. Although the work itself came as a way of remembering someone really, really special. And 16 of us were inscribed, and we chose to do so on the anniversary of the death of our Queen and Paramount Chief, Te Ariki Nui, Dame Te Ātairangi Kahu. She was a charismatic and superlative leader and inspiration for all of us.
Now, you talk about the Maori designs being incredibly personal, incredibly meaningful. The tattoo that you have, as you mentioned, was to honor the Maori queen who died. How do you feel about the Maori designs becoming so popularized internationally by tattoo artists who have no idea where they come from?
It's upsetting, but it's beyond our control.
Is it a tribute or a ripoff, do you think?
It's both. For many of the wearers, and of course people like Ben Harper, Mike Tyson, Robbie Williams, for many of the wearers, and I've mentioned celebrities.
Right, Rihanna has one too.
And Rihanna, thank you. and Renee Geyer. They are admiring a meaningful aesthetic, what they feel has got significance for them.
But tell me what you think. It sounds like you're a little torn on this. Is it a ripoff or a tribute?
I think it's a tribute when the artists are Māori. I also think it's a tribute when someone like Mike Tyson, obviously the descendant of a warrior lineage, hasn't the knowledge of who he actually is, but can look around the world and find a place and a people with whom he can connect. Mm. It's about connection. When there's a connection, I think it's a tribute. When it's about making great, big, stark, dazzling images on your skin for the sake of fashion, or for the sake of looking mean, then I think, oh, no, you know, it's happening.
Right.
But
I had a friend whose brother got a tattoo. He was on a football team, and we asked him what that was, and he just said, oh, it's tribal.
Oh, yes.
he had no idea.
You know, the very notion of something tribal on a European tells us that they're looking for something, like there's a need for connection. They're attempting, I think, to reclaim and revitalize something that is deep down there within their own genetic structure and genealogy. You know, I could never deny people that.
Now, you're obviously a fan of tattoos. Would you encourage people to get them?
I always give a little pep talk, I guess. I just say, look, you know, you will have this for the rest of your life. It's expensive and ugly to remove. Be careful. Take time out. Do it, but do it with meaning and intent. Of course, that's, you know, me talking to my students or my relations, my nieces. It's very different from the usual context of someone staggering down Hotel Street in Honolulu, you know, or the Bowery in New York, and sort of falling into a chair and having something done on their arm. You know, that's, you know, that and it is a risky process, you know. There's a lot of risk. I mean, it's not painless. And if you have heavy body work, and, you know, some of those soccer players, baseball stars, boxers, they have an incredible threshold for pain. It's about demonstrating that you can take it. And in taking it, it means you can overcome anything. Wearing ink to that extent indicates to the world that you are one tough, mean, incredibly invincible human being. But it's also as well about the aesthetic. you know, a well-conformed body with good ink is really attractive. There's an incredible erotic buzz about ink on a good body.
Now, Weya Teawe Kotuku teaches at the University of Waikato in New Zealand. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.